Today is Wednesday, the 21st of January, the Feast of St. Agnes, in the second week of Ordinary Time. One Hope Project sings, "My Soul Rests." Let this song carry you into the presence of God today.
Here in your presence, the whole host of heaven bows down low. There's no higher honor, no love that's greater. Because you
today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
Start with the man with the withered hand. How do you imagine he is feeling at the start of this story as he sees Jesus entering the synagogue? And at the end, with his hand restored, how does he feel? How, as you see the outcome of what Jesus has done, does the healed man react? This could have been simply a story of a great deed done for a needy individual. But once again, it provokes the Pharisees to an ever-growing opposition. What is it, do you think, that makes them so opposed to what seems initially to be so great a blessing? Hearing the passage again, pay particular attention to Jesus' reaction at different points.
Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
What, finally, might you say to this angry and grieving Jesus? Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.